And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 10th of December, 2013. It's the birthday of Emily Dickinson, born in Amherst, Massachusetts, 1830, who grew up a bright, high-spirited girl, many friends, liked to explore the woods around town, go to dances, go sleigh riding, read Shakespeare together, put out a school newspaper. She was the humorist in the group. A friend described her as having lovely auburn eyes, soft and warm. Her hair lay in rings of the same color. She had a demure manner which brightened easily into fun. She was exquisitely neat and careful in her dress and always had flowers about her. Emily herself wrote to a friend when she was 16, "I am growing handsome very fast indeed. I expect I shall be the belle of Amherst when I reach my 17th year. I don't doubt I will have crowds of admirers at that age." When she was 16, Dickinson left for boarding school at Mount Holyoke Academy. She wanted to study science, but there was a religious revival at the school. Students urged to publicly declare their commitment to Christ. The girls were divided into three groups: those who had declared, those who had hopes of conversion, and those without hope. And girls wept bitterly when they were labeled as having no hope. Of 234 students, Emily was one of 80 who started the year in the no-hope category, and one of just 29 who ended the year the same way. She left school after that year. Nobody knows the reason for sure, but the religious pressure continued at home. She wrote, "Christ is calling everyone here. All my companions have answered. Even my darling Vinny believes she loves and trusts him, and I am standing alone in rebellion." For a while, she remained active in the social life of Amherst, but she grew more depressed after the deaths of several close friends, family members, slowly withdrew from social gatherings, wrote many, many letters, but rarely left her home, spoke with visitors through a closed door, spent much of her time gardening, raising flowers and trees, published very few poems during her lifetime, and after her death, her sister Lavinia found almost 1,800 poems that she had left behind. Emily Dickinson, who wrote, "There is a solitude of space, a solitude of sea, a solitude of death, but these society shall be compared with that profounder sight, that polar privacy, a soul admitted to itself, finite infinity." And it was on this day that Mark Twain's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn was first published, 1884. He had thought he was going to write a sequel to The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, but instead he wrote a first-person narration in Huck's voice, opening with the line, "You don't know about me without you have read a book by the name of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, but that ain't no matter." It was Ernest Hemingway who said, "All modern literature comes from one book by Mark Twain. All American writing comes from that. There was nothing before. There has been nothing since." Here's a poem for today by Emily Dickinson, "I Dwell in Possibility." "I dwell in possibility, a fairer house than prose, more numerous of windows, superior for doors, of chambers as the cedars, impregnable of eye, and for an everlasting roof, the gambrels of the sky. Of visitors the fairest, for occupation this, the spreading wide of narrow hands to gather paradise." Emily Dickinson's "I Dwell in Possibility." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.